This is the Unconquered Podcast on Seminole Sports Radio, part of the VSporto Network, bringing you all Noles all the time.
In Florida State, we won national championships and ACC championships.
Back to the basics, consistency in what we're doing. Guys getting rolled banged and bruised, working a bunch of different situations, making progress.
You have to have success so you know something, I can really do this.
You're listening to the Unconquered Podcast on Seminole Sports Radio. I'm your host, Jason Staples. Today we're previewing the Florida State versus Georgia Tech football game in Atlanta. Night game on Saturday night, tomorrow night, for those of you who are listening to this on Friday. We're going to be projecting what to expect in this game. I already spent yesterday's podcast, and if you haven't listened to yesterday's podcast, you need to listen to yesterday's podcast. Yesterday's podcast, we spent a lot of time breaking down what Paul Johnson's flexbone offense is really about, why it's so difficult to defend, and why Florida State's defense looks like it has a chance to actually do pretty well slowing down this offense this year. Most notably, Florida State has an edge at the defensive tackle positions in this game. So I expect to see Florida State with some success in this game on the defensive interior, because everybody, all the quality teams Georgia Tech has played so far this year have had success on the defensive interior against Georgia Tech. So that's the biggest thing. But the other thing, a couple things I didn't get into, is if you're going to defend the option well, you also need to be able to defend to the edge. And Florida State has a lot of length and athleticism on the edge. Last year, Florida State was not as athletic on the edge as they are this year, with Josh Sweat, a rejuvenated DeMarcus Walker, with Giorgio Newberry, who looks like a completely different player under current defensive ends coach Brad Lawing. And on top of that, you've got Leonard Featherston, who's going to play in this game. You've got some length. Jacob Pugh is going to be out on the outside most of this game. When you can put Josh Sweat and Jacob Pugh out there on the edge, those guys are long and they can move to the edge pretty well. One of the things that makes it difficult if you're an option team, you've got to handle the ball a lot. There's a lot of exchanges, and the more exchanges you have, the more opportunities for fumbles there are. And when you've got really long defensive ends, guys with really long arms, sometimes those guys can get their hands in those pitch lanes and cause turnovers. And turnovers have been one of the things that Georgia Tech has struggled with so far on the year. And that's going to be one of the things I'm going to be curious about seeing so far in this game with Florida State, is whether or not Georgia Tech winds up, you know, they were -2 against North Carolina and -2 against Pittsburgh. Can Florida State force a couple fumbles in that running game because of the length on the edge, getting to Justin Thomas as he's trying to pitch the football? That's one of the things I'm curious about seeing here, and something to keep an eye on as we go through, something I didn't deal with in the podcast yesterday. But I spent a lot of time talking about Florida State's defense against Georgia Tech's offense in that podcast, and the way that schematically you have to work in order to stop that defense or that offense. Defensively, you can't just stack the box. If you put 8 men in the box, they just go to an over formation and force you to have to balance up in ways that are uncomfortable, and they'll run the opposite of the strength. Wherever you put your extra guy, they're going to run to the opposite side, and it just gets difficult. So you've got to be able to have guys that can, you've got to be able to keep your safeties back and win on the inside with your defensive tackles and have some length and athleticism on the edge. And I think this Florida State team should be able to do that for the most part in this game. And it's going to be pretty interesting to see how that works, but I see no reason at this point to think that Florida State is going to have a tremendous amount of difficulty against this Georgia Tech offense. I think one of the things that is interesting is that Georgia Tech has, even though they've lost their last 5 games, one of the interesting things is that Georgia Tech's offense has actually scored the most points of that each team that they've lost to has given up in any one game this year. So they scored 28 points on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh had not given up that many points in a game to anyone this year. They scored 24 on Clemson, which is the most anybody scored on them. They scored 31 on North Carolina. Nobody scored that much on them. They scored 20 on Duke. Nobody scored 20 on Duke. They scored 22 on Notre Dame, which is a little deceptive because they did all that late. But nobody scored that much on Notre Dame except for Clemson. And actually, come to think of it, I don't think Clemson scored that much on Notre Dame in their win. I got to double check that real quick. Let's see. Yeah, as far as the Clemson Notre Dame game, yeah, Clemson scored 24. So yeah, they scored the second most against them compared to what Clemson scored. So this is a good offense, and we can expect them to score some points against Florida State. Question is how much? Question is how many points can we expect them to score? And one of the things that actually struck me, I went back and I looked through the game log on CFB Stats. It's a great place to visit if you don't go there. If you're a stats junkie like me, then that is a wonderful place to visit once in a while. One of the interesting things is that their offense, the Georgia Tech offense, is averaging 6.22 yards per play overall. But against FBS competition, FBS Power 5 competition, they're only averaging 5.29 yards per play. Which honestly, that's middle of the pack. Normally they're closer to 6.5 yards a play. So they're about 1.25 yards per play down from what you would expect a Georgia Tech offense to have. I mean, last year's offense was at 6.65 yards per play. This year's is at 5.29, and Clemson actually held them to a lower number. They were at about 4 yards per play against Clemson. Notre Dame held them to about 4 yards per play. Looking through the game log here, they were 4.11 yards per play against Clemson. They were at 4.75 against Notre Dame, 3.85 at Duke. So they've actually struggled in the per play category against quality defenses. And I actually wouldn't be surprised to see them have similar difficulties against Florida State. Now, I don't think Florida State's defense is quite as good as Clemson's at this point, particularly given some of the injuries, but most of those injuries are in the secondary. So as I was breaking down sort of what to expect in this game, I'm looking for comparable defenses. Florida State's defense is better than North Carolina's, and North Carolina held them to 5.21 yards per play. So I think Florida State holds them under 5 yards per play in this game, which is, you know, if you hold teams under 5 yards per play, you're generally going to at least be in the ball game. That's about average per play in the country, and if you're going to hold a team to 4 yards per play or less, you're minimizing the big plays, and that's something that they've just not had a whole lot of this year compared to prior years. I think Florida State's going to be able to hold them to in the 4.5 yards per play should probably be about the target or expectation for this Florida State defense against Georgia Tech. And given they shorten games, so they're probably going to wind up with somewhere around, say, and Florida State doesn't run a ton of pace either, so let's say they're going to have 60 plays at 4.5 yards per play. That puts them at about 270 total yards on the day. And, you know, if Florida State's able to do that, they probably hold them to a low enough score to win the game just on that. Now, flipping over to the other side of the ball, Georgia Tech hasn't been good on defense in a long time. I mean, you go through last year against FBS competition, last year's defense against Power 5 competition, last year's defense gave up 6.26 yards per play. Now you think about that. Their offense was at 6.6 yards per play last year. I think I said last year. Yeah, 6.65 yards per play. Their defense gave up almost as much last year as they did offensively. This year, they're actually giving up 6.28 yards per play against Power 5 teams, whereas, you know, and that's compared to 5.18 yards per play on offense. So they're giving up more yards per play. And again, I use per play data because it's a better measurement than doing yards per game. It gives you a sense of how productive a team actually is, as opposed to yards per game. That's skewed by how many plays you run, by pace, by all sorts of things. Yards per play gives you a rudimentary sense of overall efficiency. And they're giving up 6.2 yards per play against Power 5 teams. Now, again, their competition to this point is 27-4. they're Power 5 teams that they've played. The reason they've lost five games in a row, one of the biggest reasons, is that they played five quality teams. A combined 27-4 among those quality teams. So against those quality teams, they're giving up, though, more than 6 yards per play. 6.28 yards per play. Now, Florida State, by contrast, against Power 5 teams, is averaging 6.41 yards per play. And I think we're going to see, against Georgia Tech, something a little bit closer to what Clemson did against Georgia Tech. And that's Clemson averaged 7.26 yards per play. Notre Dame averaged 7.37. I think Florida State may average even a little bit more than that because of Dalvin Cook. And the coaching staff is saying right now Dalvin Cook's hamstring is actually a little bit better than it has been the last couple weeks. And that's good because he took a little bit of a step back last week against Louisville. You could see he was holding himself back a lot in that game. He was not as healthy as he had been against Notre Dame. And obviously that was the first game after having had that injury. So something to monitor. But even with that, I think this Florida State offense probably averages somewhere around 7.2, 7.3 yards per play. And again, you're probably only going to get, say, 60 plays against Clemson. And at 7.25 yards per play, that's 435 total yards. So given 60 plays, that's about what you'd expect. So 400, if it's a 60 plays on each side, you're looking at Florida State with somewhere around 435 total yards and Clemson around 270. I think those are reasonable expectations in this game from what I've seen. And again, part of that is because what Georgia Tech has really struggled to stop, and we haven't spent a whole lot of time on their defense. Their defense, like I said, has not been very good for a while. Their defense has especially not been good against the run this year. Now you look at against the run, Notre Dame averaged 6.72 yards per rush against this Georgia Tech defense. Now they got a quality back in CJ Procise, but that's what they averaged. North Carolina averaged 7.45 yards per rush on this Georgia Tech defense. And Clemson averaged 4.9. Pittsburgh averaged 4.65. Now, Dalvin Cook's coming into this game averaging 8.7 yards per rush. None of those teams have a Dalvin Cook on their roster. Closest is probably CJ Procise from Notre Dame. Now, Elijah Hood from North Carolina is also a really good back. But none of those guys are explosive in the way that Dalvin Cook is. If Cook plays without having a whole lot of trouble with that hamstring, and again, reports are that it seems to be improving, but hamstrings are complicated like that. I mean, hamstrings are not a problem until they are. Thing is, he's been good about recognizing when it's tightening up and shutting himself down, but again, you just don't know for sure. But presuming that hamstring holds up, I see no reason why he doesn't average, just like he has been, 8-9 yards a carry in this game, and Florida State averaged over 7 yards per rush in this game, which then opens up everything else. So, you know, as I've looked at this game, listen, Georgia Tech is a better football team than a lot of people realize. They have the dubious distinction of being the best 5-loss team in the country with that, you know, those 5 losses to teams that are combined 27-4. But I think matchup-wise, this Florida State team matches up very well with what Georgia Tech does not do well. And they match up. Florida State's strengths happen to coincide with what Georgia Tech wants to do. FSU has stopped the run very well this year, and Georgia Tech runs the football. And FSU has run the football very well, and Georgia Tech doesn't stop it very well. I think in terms of defensively, Georgia Tech is comparable in that regard to Miami. And I actually think Miami might have a little bit stronger defense, or at least they did have a stronger defense when Florida State played them against the run. And you saw what happened against Miami with Dalvin Cook running wild in that game until, you know, they really ran wild until that hamstring went bad a little bit, and then came back in and ran wild when he came back in. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that kind of thing. The question is how long, if you can get up a couple scores, how many carries do you give to Dalvin Cook in this game? The big concern in this game is that Georgia Tech does have the ability, if they put things together on offense, to hold the football quite a bit. And FSU's had trouble getting teams off the field on third down at times because they've not always won that first down battle. But again, Georgia Tech shouldn't be able to challenge FSU's weaknesses on the interior of the secondary the same way that, say, Miami or Louisville did. But, you know, that I think is your one concern. Can Georgia Tech win on third down enough to be able to move the football and get themselves in position to get some scores despite not getting big plays and despite not having a high per play average? I think that's what Georgia Tech's going to have to do to be able to win this game. They're going to have to consistently put together 10, 11, 12 play drives and cash in on those in order to win this game. Long story short, I don't think it happens. I just don't see this Georgia Tech team, even though they're desperate, and even though I will tell you they're a better football team than people realize. They're a better team than people realize, but even though they're a better team than people realize, I just it's a matchup thing. I always come back to matchups. And the other thing is whenever I evaluate teams, this is my rule of thumb. First thing I do is I start up front. Who's going to have the edge up front? And Florida State, again, in this game, as they have the last 2 weeks, less so last week. I mean, I mentioned last week that Louisville's defensive line was potentially a serious problem for Florida State. But it was obvious that Florida State was going to have a pretty big edge on the other side of the ball in terms of up front. And they did. That when you have a team that has a clear edge up front, it's going to take a lot for the other team to win that game. And Florida State, again, should have a pretty clear, pretty decided edge on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball in this game. So, you know, absent a rash of turnovers, and, you know, Georgia Tech has been fairly aggressive defensively. I mean, they've forced 13 turnovers on the year, including 6 interceptions. But absent a rash of turnovers, and, you know, I admit, even though Everett Golson has yet to turn the football over this year, I'm still a little bit nervous every time Florida State's on offense about turnovers. Not just because of Golson's past at Notre Dame, but because Florida State turned it over a ton last year as well. But absent a rash of turnovers, Florida State should be able to win this game relatively comfortably. I mean, they should be able to cover this game. That's what my mind says when I look at this game and I break it down based on what I see on the lines and the way that the two teams have played and you know what Georgia Tech has struggled to stop and what FSU does well and vice versa. This shakes out to be what should be a good matchup for Florida State. At the same time, my gut tells me, well, the last time they were in Atlanta, it didn't go well. And Georgia Tech has always jumped up and bitten at least somebody, even when they've not been very good. That's the thing about this offense, is that it can sputter, 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 and then all of a sudden it's defensive Armageddon. So while I would say, in terms of my head, I think that Florida State should win this game comfortably. And like I said, I think they should average 7.2 plus yards per play. You know, be pushing 450 yards on the game, and probably shouldn't give up more than about 4.5 yards per play or so, somewhere around 270 total yards. There's no reason to think that Dalvin Cook doesn't rush for, you know, 150 yards in this game. Probably won't need more than about 20 carries to do that. I'm not sure. I mean, that's what my head says. But at the same point, the gut just keeps saying, it is Georgia Tech. It is in Atlanta. It is all of these other things. So, you know, there's a reason that they play these games. But when it comes time to pick it, I do think Florida State winds up covering the spread. For those of you interested in that side of things, you know, I don't gamble on sports, but I do post my picks against the spread. And in this one, I think Florida State actually scores a good number of points. I think this is one more step forward for Florida State on offense. Again, the question is whether or not they're going to turn it over once or twice, and it's inevitable that they turn it over at some point this year. But I think they score a good number of points in this, despite this being a limited possession game. I think Florida State scores about 38. And again, going back, Georgia Tech has scored the most or the second most against every team that they played, or close to the most against every team that they played, the most against everybody except for Notre Dame, and that second only by 2 points. So I'll go on the record. I'll go on the record with a final score here of Florida State 38 and Georgia Tech say 27, something like that. That's about what I would expect. And if it's going to go in a direction, I wouldn't be surprised if FSU held them to less than 27 points. I do think Florida State scores points in this game. Interesting thing is going to be how much more Jimbo Fisher shows on offense. I know that they're continuing to hold back certain things. I mean, this offense is what it is at this point. They're not holding back a ton, but they've got some counters and some things and some shot plays that they're working on that they haven't shown yet. And it'll be interesting again to see what they show. It'll be interesting to see if some of the bigger receivers get on the field in this game. It'll be interesting. I'm very interested to see how much of Marcus Lewis we see at the star, how much of Tavarius McFadden we might see at the cornerback position. I'm very curious to see if Jaquez Patrick at the running back position ends up getting any carries in this game if they get up. So there's a lot to look at, even if this game ends up being more or less what I'm expecting, which I think FSU gets up and wins by double digits. There's still a lot to watch for. Be interesting to see what Florida State does on this. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. Now, just a reminder before we go that you can, of course, follow me at Doc Staples on Twitter. You can follow Seminole Sports Radio for the latest on Seminole Sports at Seminoles Radio. And, of course, make sure to catch our next podcast. I'll be doing the College Football Hangover, covering instant reactions to Florida State's game against Georgia Tech. And shortly after that, coming out of the weekend, we're going to have a longer evaluation of what we saw against Georgia Tech in Atlanta. And make sure you listen to our other preview podcast where I went into much more depth about Georgia Tech's offense, what Florida State has to do to stop it. Make sure you catch that. I'm Jason Staples. This has been the Unconquered Podcast on Seminole Sports Radio, eSporto Channel. Thanks for listening. I made this.